Thank you, Chair. If I may, I wanted to make a very brief comment on section 7 of your paper on the operational aspects that I was unable to deliver during the formal session yesterday, given the very small size of our delegation. Is it okay to do that now? Thank you. New Zealand simply wishes to register at this stage that we attach particular importance to the section on operational aspects for laying out the pathway forward. We note that the focus of the section is almost entirely on domestic implementation of the agreed framework. New Zealand's view is that the value of the national implementation depends on the ambition and clarity of the normative and operational framework, as articulated in the other sections of the paper. In this respect, like many delegations, New Zealand remains committed to agreeing effective regulations and controls on autonomous weapons systems. GGU members may be interested to hear that this week, the results of a national survey of 2,000 New Zealanders has been released. This survey was undertaken as part of our policy development process on autonomous weapons systems. The survey found that although relatively few were aware of autonomous weapon systems, many were able to identify them as weapon systems that do not need humans to control them. With that understanding, 72% of those surveyed opposed the use of autonomous weapons in war. Thank you, Chair, to you and your team, as well as to the broader UN team, for your leadership during this GGE, for the papers, and for all of your efforts to move the GGE forward.